Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. Welcome back. I am so happy to be here with you today. And I have a special guest that I'm so excited to introduce, Kate Howard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nina. It's so fun to be here with you.
Yay, I'm so excited. So I'm going to introduce Kate because she's just so flippin' amazing. She is the founder and CEO of Amplify Boutique. She has been working with powerhouse women to launch and grow their podcast since 2019. She helps female entrepreneurs use podcasting as a strategic asset in their business and grow their authority online, which we're going to talk about because it's so, so important. Since startup, Kate and her team have launched multiple chart-topping podcasts and produced shows with millions of downloads. Let's let that sink in. Millions of downloads. In between the hustle of entrepreneurship, Kate stays busy chasing three tiny humans, loving on her hubby and business partner, Philip, and enjoying chips and queso anytime the opportunity presents itself. We're basically soul sisters. So yeah, welcome to the show, Kate.
So fun to be here.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about something really fun that Kate recently launched, and it ties into this whole idea of building your authority online, which is such an important component of not only being a business owner, but just creating expansive visibility in the online space. So Kate, tell us a little bit about this amazing thing that you recently launched called a lead cast. It's so flippin' brilliant. Give us the rundown on it, and then we'll talk a little bit about why it's so amazing.
Yeah. So I think we're familiar at this point. I guess probably at some point last year, we saw this rise of private podcasts and people utilizing private podcasts. And specifically, I think I saw like Amy Porterfield utilizing it, Jordan Gill utilizing it as a sort of launch event into something that they were launching. So we saw that happening. At the same time in my business, I was working with a client at the time. We were working to launch a full podcast for her, and it just wasn't happening. Like from a time perspective for her, from a bandwidth perspective, the elements that were needed, and then just her overwhelm of like, how can I keep up with recording? Even with her having the investment and hiring it out, because, you know, the other piece of what I do is run an agency where we support people with their podcasts. And so even with that, like the overwhelm was of trying to record weekly. And so what instead we were looking at was, what if we created like a mini audio experience to meet the goals of what she's wanting to do with her podcast? And so all of this was happening at one time. And I was like, okay, wait, there is really this opportunity here to leverage the private podcast format and create it in a way that we are meeting the same goal of what we want with a podcast, which is to build deep relationship and build authority in your space. There's a place to do that on a much smaller scale. And so that's really where Leadcast was born. And Leadcast is really intended to do three different things. It's intended to capture, so actually capture the leads. It's intended to connect with those leads, and it's intended to convert those leads, or at least be a major player in the conversion of them turning into buyers. So I named it Leadcast because, again, that first piece of it is really, it's meant to capture people in. And so you're utilizing it as that like lead magnet in your business. And I really see it as the next generation of lead magnets, because at this point in time, we've seen a lot of people utilize like free PDFs or free courses or those types of things. But I think that there is such a benefit of utilizing this audio experience instead, because at the end of the day, what's the point of utilizing a freebie? So it's to capture the leads. But then on the back end of that, the point is to build a relationship and to create transformation in some way for that person, so that in that follow-up, they want to purchase from you, or they build a connection with you and want to purchase your product. So in that space of that happening, if people aren't actually utilizing it, right? If people download the PDF, but they don't actually do anything with it, or they download the PDF, but they aren't don't actually make a connection with you through it, well, then it's not serving its purpose. And so with a lead cast and what I've seen with the clients we've implemented them for is it does serve those purposes. It's building that connection. It's creating that mini transformation through the episodes, which is a part of the strategy we set up for it. And it's building that authority so that when they know that they need that offer or whatever you're offering, like they built that authority in you that you're the person to go to for it. So
I love that. It's such an amazing concept. And when like you step back and think about it, you're like, oh, it seems so obvious, but at the same time, it's not something that people are really like utilizing yet, but I think they're going to be. So let's back up a little bit because I wanted to like intro this like right away because I'm so excited about it. But as we said in your intro, you have Amplify Boutique. So you've been in this space now for quite a while, plus you have an amazing corporate career background. So you've seen how the online space has evolved over the last several years, and you've been in the podcast management space. So you can really speak to how things have been changing and the benefits of something like a lead cast. So tell us a little bit about some of your background and experience and how that has helped you as you've been thinking about the changing landscape and coming up with this idea and all of that amazingness that is the lead cast.
Yeah. So my background's interesting. It's a windy road.
Don't we all have windy roads? All,
yeah. A windy road to hear. But entrepreneurship was never like on the map for me. I never intended to be an entrepreneur. I thought I was going to go get my PhD, go into academia, teach something along those lines, do research. My background is in psychology. And so, so at some point down the road, I fell into the world of podcasts. And it was during my like long commutes to and from my day job, I discovered podcasts and absolutely loved being able to consume content that way, like just being able to turn it on and listen. And this was in 2013. So this was the days of, Amy Porterfield was around then, Pat Flynn, they're really big names in the podcasting space now. But it just was such a cool, they're in my car, they're with me at the time. Like I'm learning all about entrepreneurship and online business. I've definitely like bit by the bug and I want to learn as much as I can. And it was a great way for me to learn from these people while I am doing something I have to do, which is commutes to and from work. And fell in love with the medium right then and there. And over the next few years, as I was like going into starting a business and starting my own thing, what I ended up doing was leveraging like my corporate skill set, which was a lot of like project management and learning like backend systems and connecting things. And a lot of times I was working a lot between like stakeholders in different spaces. And so I took that and decided to offer it like online to my connections, to my friends who were female entrepreneurs. And so became what would be considered an OBM, an online business manager. And I took on a few clients doing that on the side while I was in corporate. And one of my clients needed support with podcasting because her editor left. And I just so happened to marry an amazing man named Philip, who is an audio engineer. And I was like, well, I know we have that skill set. I can learn like all the backend pieces. Like I can learn the pieces of it I need to learn. And then together we supported her with her podcast. And I realized, okay, wow, I really enjoy this. And this is something I want to explore more, and started just reaching out and letting people know, hey, we're thinking about offering this, and launched a podcast for my really good friend, Allie. And she was the very first podcast like we launched as an agency in our infancy. And then from there, we just, it was like one by one. Like we grew by referral. It really was not posting on social media about this. And so really on the ground floor, learning everything I could to support my clients. And at the beginning was doing everything myself, right? Like most of us were bootstrapping. So was learning everything. But then we reached a certain point where I had to bring on experts and other people to help support my clients. And so now we are an agency and I have multiple team members that support me. And we support close to 50 women across launching and management and lead casts and all of the pieces that we do. But the common thread is they're all female entrepreneurs and they're all utilizing a podcast as a piece of their business. So what I love the most about the role I play in my agency at this point is I really am more strategy with my clients and how are we leveraging a podcast as a part of your business. And so as things have shifted in the online space. And as I've seen, even with podcasting, I feel like you have these like blips of time where like probably the best time to start was 10 years ago, but the next best time to start is now. And you can still see so much benefit from having a podcast. And even my clients who launched 4 years ago and the successes that they're seeing now, it's such a long game and it is something that you have to stick with and be consistent. But as the online industry has shifted to now, we are just like inundated with all this short form content, right? The video content, the short form content, it's so shallow. On social media, people's attention spans are so small. We're basically at the mercy of the algorithm at this point. And so with podcasts and leadcasts and the things that I'm creating in my business, the power that I see behind them, particularly with podcasting, and we can interchange lead casting, is when people raise their hand to say, I'm interested, like, I want to learn from you, I want to hear from you, and they subscribe or they opt into your lead cast and go listen, you are now in their feed. There is no algorithm. You pop up. When you publish an episode, you pop up. And so you are able to get in front of the people that have raised their hand to say, I want to hear from you. And you cannot guarantee that on social media at this point. So with a lead cast, the power of that and all and how this plays into all of it is, yes, they're raising their hand to say, this topic that you've created this lead cast on, I'm interested in and I want to hear from you. And rather than it being something you have some storyboards that you talk through in your Instagram stories, or you have some reels that you create on these different components of trying to build your authority into your offer, people raise their hand, they opt in, they get that private podcast on their phone, they drop in their earbuds and they listen and they go through that entire process with you. And it's so powerful to be able to have that in one place rather than what feels like the disjointedness of social media at this point.
Mm, yeah. I mean, everything you said, I'm just like ferociously nodding my head here because if anybody has listened to any other episodes, you know that legacy content is a big thing that I teach. It's a cornerstone of my entire business. And podcasting is one of those beautiful pieces of legacy content. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that it's a long game, right? Because I think that a lot of people forget that because social media gives us so much instant gratification. And it's like, oh, yay, I got likes, or people are like watching my stories. Yes. I mean, I fall into this, right? I'm like, yay, they answered my poll. But if you are really wanting to build a business foundation and you really, in 5 years, you still want to be in business, these are the types of things that you need to invest in and spend time on. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast without really thinking about how does this fit into my overall marketing strategy? And it can be so flipping powerful when you actually come at it from a strategic perspective, knowing that, you know what, maybe the first year of this, or maybe even the second year of this isn't going to blow up unless you're like a unicorn and it does. But it's going to serve my business over the long term. And it's legacy content. It's not going anywhere. Instagram isn't going to take down my account. And so I think that that's just so important to keep in mind. And then what you said about people are subscribing. They are deliberately wanting to be in your world, right? And they want to hear what you have to say. And there isn't any getting lost in the shuffle. Like you said, when you have when you post a new episode, boom, it's there. It's not like, oh shit, they have to go to your Instagram account and see did they post something new. And I think that that's really, really, really important. And when you think about the power of audio, like everybody's like, Instagram, you can nurture. I'm like, but think about podcasts. Like it's the ultimate way to nurture. And like with a lead cast, you can do so much with that. They can instantly get a feel for your personality and who you are without having to go and binge your Instagram content, which they might do anyway. But the lead cast is this like connector. It's like this ultimate connector. And so all of the things you said is just so spot on. And just so everybody knows, you know, I said in the intro, but we're talking millions of downloads here. So Kate and her team, they know what they are talking about. This is the real deal here. And we can only dream of a million download podcasts. If I ever get there and like, my lifetime, that would be amazing. So tell me a little bit more about how some of the businesses that your clients are in that have like utilized lead casts and what they're doing with it and what kind of results they're seeing and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. And you're so right. That's the power of audio. And I think too, it was Cumulus Media, I believe, that did the study, but they found that 81% of podcast listeners pay close attention to what they say, to what you say. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about that, and again, we think about social media, like you were saying, Instagram nurture, right? But think about how often you've been like watching stories and even of like your favorite person, and then, oh, text message comes in and off you go. Yep. And like you're totally out and you might not even finish that sequence, right? And so the ability to continue with podcasting, you can do other things mm-hmm. while you're listening. And so you keep that, even if in our generation of like millions of notifications coming in. So it is so powerful. And the other thing I'll speak to on that too is with Leadcast, and what I'm seeing with my clients is the fun thing about it is even when you have a full-blown podcast, you don't necessarily know who those listeners are. Mm. Hopefully you have some strategies built in so that you are pulling people into an email list or pulling people into some space outside of your podcast. But with a Leadcast, like they have to opt in to listen. You're getting them both on your email list and you're bringing them into the audio experience, which I think is super fun. And so with the client, so we launched this in the fall and we have beta done it. We beta tested it in the fall and created a handful across some different industries. And we're seeing the results that were intended from it. So tons of just leads, right? So opt-ins. So you know, hundreds and hundreds of opt-ins into the Leadcast. So pulling them into that. And then seeing the conversion and the sales on the back end. So for example, for one of our clients, we can't necessarily, and you can't do this either with podcasting, it stinks that in so many pieces, like you can't actually do cause and effect, right? So we can't say necessarily because they listened to the Leadcast, that was the one thing that made them buy. We can't always say that. Sure. But with her, we knew every person that purchased, and this was a like $3,000 program, listened to the Leadcast. Oh. So we know that every person that purchased listened to the Leadcast. Now, there were other points in their customer journey, but the Leadcast was a part of it. And so that was really powerful to see. We were also able to see a ton of engagement. So we were able to see engagement with like email open rates that were related to the Leadcast. So we set up like an email funnel on the back end. Her and her team set up, you know, where she would follow up about each episode, and the engagement rates on those emails were huge as far as open rates and click-through rates. And so that was really fun to see, and just and much higher than any of her other lead magnets were producing too, just in comparison. Then one of our other clients that we implemented it for, we did really, I feel like, see a direct correlation of, she had people come into her DMs and said, hey, I listened to your Leadcast and I'm buying your program. And again, this was like a $700 program. So these weren't $30 quick, easy wins. It was like, no, she built her authority and you want this program. And they bought from it, from the content and the Leadcast. So again, just being able to see that, and really like you can, anyone can go set up a private podcast, right? Like you can go to JustCast or whatever and go set up your private podcast and set this up. But the strategy behind Leadcast is really what I feel like sets it apart. And the strategy that I develop with clients as we set up what these episodes are, the content that's in them, and how we're going to deliver the information through it is really what sets it apart and what makes it really powerful, as well as then just like being in people's ears.
Yeah. In today's world, like you said it a little bit ago, we're inundated with so much information. Short form video is like, I mean, I think short form video is peaked personally. I really do. I think that we're going to see people want to come back to connectors like audio, things like that. I mean, totally sidetracked, but do you remember the radio show Delilah? She might still be on the air.
Yes.
I mean, I used to listen to that religiously, right? And because it was like human and storytelling, and she had this very soothing voice. And I remember just being addicted to it. And so I really do think people are going to come back to that longer form style content, because short form can only do so much. And it's a top of funnel thing. This is the thing that people forget. I think there's this idea that short form video is the marketing strategy. I see so many people talk about it like it's an all-in-one. And I'm like, this is top of the funnel, right? Even if you have, you know, that top of the funnel, like, what are you going to do with those people? Just keep on feeding them short form video? No. So this is where the Leadcast, I think, is so powerful in podcasts in general. And so I love hearing that your clients are seeing click-throughs and open rates and all of this, like, far surpass anything else that they have, because I feel like that just speaks to it, right? Because again, the PDF, like, okay, great, another checklist. But how do you stand out in the sea of checklists and PDFs, especially if you're in a space where there's a lot of competition, like health and wellness, productivity, I put myself in this category, you know, we're a dime a dozen. There's, you go on the internet, you can find a ton of SEO people, right? How do I stand apart from all of those people? And same for your clients. So I think that that's, I love hearing that because that's just amazing, right? We all want to be able to set ourselves apart and connect with our customers.
Yes.
And so this is where.
And that's what sets you apart, right? Is that connection.
Exactly. The human connection piece. And I think that's what, yeah, short form video just can't do that. And so I feel like I've never put my strategy there. I probably never will. I'm not on TikTok because it's a dirty late night casino. And I mean,
oh my gosh, I don't. Oh, yeah, that is the best way to describe TikTok.
It's like,
that is the best way.
It's become, I've said it a few times and everyone's like, that's it. I'm like, okay, I'm running with that because it's, I've had too many Long Island iced teas. There are no windows. I'm like, I might have had a cigarette that I shouldn't have had. And I don't even know what's going on. Yeah. And that's not to say there aren't, like, there's amazing content on there, but how do you even begin to find it? I don't know, you know? And so this is where, I don't know, I think, and not everybody, and this is something that I think is really, really important. Not everybody is good at video. It's just facts.
Yeah.
There are people who are naturally good at it, who are enigmatic or who are able to make that connection. I'm not one of those people. And I knew that, I know that about myself. Not like I'm bashing myself. It's just facts. But, and I don't, I'm not a good podcaster, but I can do it, right? It's something I can consistently do and create. I think I've made like 10 reels. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done
and
now.
And that's the name of the game, right? Is the consistency.
The consistency. And so pick a legacy content form that you can do consistently without losing your mind. And short form video was never going to be it for me. And I mean.
And it's not legacy anyway.
And it's not legacy. Exactly. Like you've got 48 hours max, if that, and then it's in the abyss. And I did a podcast interview earlier today and my guest Jessica described it, or her husband, this was his analogy. Instagram is like, you have to feed the baby. And TikTok is like cluster feeding a newborn. Like that baby.
Seriously.
Constant. And so, but with a podcast, you can take that and it's there. It's there in perpetuity. And so the other beautiful thing about that is you can repurpose the shit out of podcast content, right? Like that and that, and you can create short form video out of it if you want. And then the lead cast is, you know, you can even create lead casts out of your longer episodes probably, right? Or like topics that are really interesting.
1000%.
I love that. I love all of this. So tell us a little bit about like the process. So somebody comes to you, they're like, I heard this episode. I need this in my life. Tell us about the process. How does it all work?
Yeah. So, and in the fall when we were beta testing this and implementing these one-on-one, obviously it is very much like a intensive process. And so I can't do that for everyone.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of different ways to work with us on a lead cast, if that's something that you're interested in, but the process really is. So like for someone who would want to work with us one-on-one, you know, first we're going to have a strategy call and we are going to set out what the episode layout is and what each of the episodes are going to be. And that is really deriving from, again, where a podcast is really building your authority in your industry. And you're likely going to hit multiple content pillars in your podcast. With a lead cast, it's very specific and pinpointed. And we're really looking at one offer. What one offer do we want to pinpoint building connection and authority to lead to? And we're thinking about it through that lens. And we're really creating a strategy to that for the episodes. And then it is like the back end setup. So you go record. We make sure you feel really confident in recording and getting those episodes done and that audio completed. And then really everything then is handed over to me and my team. And we do all the editing. We do all the putting it together. We set it up on the back end podcast platform. We set up the opt-in page, which in the now in the one-on-one offer, we actually create like a mini sales page for the lead cast. And then it's an opt-in. And then they opt in, they get the email that says, here's the private podcast link. They go listen. And then also we would then set up a nurture sequence on the back end, just like you would with any other lead magnet to complement that lead cast. So that's the full process of it. But again, we have very limited one-on-one spots that we utilize for that, or that people can come into. And so what I'm launching at the end of this month is a group program called Amplify Your Leads. And it is going to be walking you through how to launch your own lead cast. And really the benefit to me of learning the process is then you can take that skill set and go create as many as you want. Go create as many, many podcasts as you want. I've seen my clients, like, they'll create multiple of them and then you can bundle them and you can monetize them. There's so many other just like opportunities with it than just the lead magnet, and you can, there's just a lot of potential. And so to learn the process and the skill set, I think is really powerful. So I'm watching that at the end of the month, and it will walk through, we'll have 2 weeks on the strategy of it. So just like what I work with my one-on-one clients, we'll have 2 weeks on the tech. So helping you feel really confident and getting it all set up, and then 2 weeks focused on optimization and the launch of it. So how to actually launch your lead cast and optimizing it so that it's doing what it's intended to do. And so then through that process, then you have your lead cast. So that's what's coming up. And I'm really excited to be able to support more people with it. Because again, we can only do like maybe one or two ourselves when we're doing it for people. So to be able to have this out there where there are other people able to do it themselves, I just can't wait to see all the lead casts in the wild and see it just transforming people's businesses.
I'm so excited for that. Okay. So if somebody's listening and they're like, okay, this is exactly what I need. Question that they might have, because this popped into my head. Do you need to have a podcast to do the private podcast?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. I do think it's a, like, if you do have a podcast, I still think lead cast is super complimentary and you're just a step ahead because you already know how to record. You have a microphone, you have all those things, but no, you absolutely do not. And I'll get, you know, I do think you probably need to get a microphone, but I have like budget friendly options for that. Like it'll cost you $20 to get like a lavalier mic pop into your iPhone. But otherwise, no, you do not have to have a podcast. And that's the beauty of it.
Amazing. Okay. And so this kicks off, you're launching it at the end of the month. This episode is going to air on the 28th. So if you're listening.
Hop in.
Because I know this is going to fill up like super, super fast. Okay. So how can everybody find out about it? We'll include everything in the show notes, but tell us how they can connect with you. Is there a wait list?
There is a wait list. So we'll drop the wait list link in the show notes. And if you go ahead and hop into the wait list, even if we've already launched, because you'll be in for the next round. So planning to do this live probably once a quarter, but then you'll also have access once we have the evergreen available. But go ahead and hop on the wait list because you'll get first access to early bird pricing for the next round. And if you want to go ahead and hop into this round, DM me and I'll, you know, if we have spots, then we'll pop you in to the round that we're launching at the end of the month on March when this is airing. But yeah, we'll either way hop on that wait list and you'll be the first to know.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so excited. This is going to fill up fast. So if you're listening, get in the DMs because I know it's going to be like people are going to be all over this. So, all right. This was amazing. Kate, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Anything else we need know about LeadCast before we wrap up today? And then I'm going to ask you a question. So be ready for it.
Okay. I don't think so. I think the power of what LeadCast does and a lot of the women that I work with, and it really a huge objection to starting a podcast is, again, like we talked about, like you just don't have time to regulate. I mean, again, consistency is the name of the game with podcasting. It is not easy. It's a lot of work to have a podcast and have that legacy content. So if that's not something you're prepared for or ready for in your business, but you want to leverage the power of what audio can do for you, then the LeadCast is perfect step. And honestly, I think it's a perfect toe dip into podcasting if podcasting is something you're even interested in doing. So just to see if you like the process and if it's, you know, seems to flow for you and can help you be that decision maker for even a full blown podcast too.
Yeah, I love that as being like testing the waters and seeing if it's something that you want to do. Amazing. Okay. So before we wrap up, I want to know, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever received from like a business mentor or coach?
That's a good question. Yes. And Nina has totally put me on the spot because I did not know about this question beforehand. I would say probably the biggest piece of advice that I just continue to like, it always comes up at like at all levels as I've grown is staying in your own lane and keeping your blinders on. Like, I think that that's the most powerful piece of advice just from the standpoint of no matter what your personality type is, but for me, I'm a Manny Gen. I'm super multi-passionate. I'm super distracted, shiny object syndrome, but also I fall into comparison and those types of things. And especially like we talked about, as social media continues to evolve and just so easy to compare yourselves to other people, the biggest thing that will get you off track is losing sight of yourself mm-hmm. and losing sight of what you want and what your mission is and what your vision is. And it's so easy to do. And so it's something I have to continually remind myself, like, put your blinders on. What do you want? And what is your vision here? Not what everyone else's is and not what everyone else is doing and not what everyone is screaming at you online that you need to be doing, right? And I think it's the best piece of advice, and it's also the hardest thing to do.
100%. I said we were wrapping up, but I'm going to speak to this real quick because this is like, I didn't know you were Manny Gen. I'm a generator. I'm a sacral generator, 5-1. If anybody is into human design, this is the biggest thing that anybody can do, regardless of where you are in your business. It is also my biggest struggle. I also have shiny object syndrome. And I think the biggest thing that I struggle with is all of these people who I see who are clearly successful are telling me to do something one way, but my gut is saying, you need to go over there in that direction, and finding the balance between that and being like, shit, am I doing the right thing? And really, really learning to trust yourself, putting those blinders on. I agree. That's probably one of the best, staying in your lane, blinders on. I actually just muted and unfollowed a bunch of people, all amazing people.
I know.
But I was if I see your shit in my feed one more time, I'm going to go be in the fetal position in the corner because.
Yeah.
So I love that you said that because I think it's so, so true. And do what you're, you know, regardless, follow that little voice, your gut. It is not going to lead you astray mm-mm. at all. So I love that.
No, and I do. I believe the name of the game in entrepreneurship is protecting your energy.
Mm, 100%.
1000%. Like, you have to yes. protect your energy because that's the only way you're going to survive, you know? But I'm also sacral and I'm also a 5-1. So
Ooh, okay. All right. This is a whole separate conversation. Yes. This is why. Oh, I'm so glad we found that out because now things make so much sense.
Yes.
Okay. I love this. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We're going to put all the important information. Go follow Kate. She is amazing. And she's got some awesome tips too for like budget. And if you want fancy too, in her link in bio on Instagram. Check those out if you're looking for equipment. Yes. I'm so excited for your program to launch. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Nina.
All right. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.